the she'ela is like this. Let's say the day of the yortzeit itself falls out on Shabbat, where you're not allowed to fast, and there's no tahanunim, and things like that. So then the custom to make the limud is, would be on Thursday night, and they make the ta'anit on Friday. Which means that's it's possible to do such a thing. He writes, and Hakam Pinhasi, in his Sefer Haim V'Hesed writes, Imhal yom ha-zikaron b'yamim she'asul l'ta'anot behem, kegon b'Shabbat, o Rosh Chodesh, o b'yom Tu Be'av, למרות שלדעת מרן ידחה למחר, אם לא מרן holds really push it off to Sunday, push it off forward, כלומר גם יש שנהגו שאין מטענים כלל. Some say that's it. The day came and went, you couldn't fast, so therefore it's pushed off לגמרי. That's the way the Ramah brings down as well. However, יש שנהגו לטענות בערב שבת. And some have the custom that they fast on Friday. ואם יש לנפטר כמה בנים, if the נפטר has a couple of sons, עדיף שחלקם יתפנו בערב שבת וחלקם יתפנו ביום ראשון. So split it up. Let some of the children fast on Friday to follow that opinion, and some fast on Sunday, and therefore you have a way out. However, Rabbi Pinhasi writes, "Miu nahug lahalacha." The custom in that case is letanot biyom hamishi, to fast on Thursday, because we don't want to get involved really on fasting on a Friday. Erev Shabbat Kodesh vechen la'uy lehorot, and he says that that's really the proper way. But, of course, they could say the Kaddish on Shabbat. That's not a question. Kaddish is said on Shabbat. The learning of the Mishnayot could be done on Shabbat as well. So again, la halacha, in a case where the day comes out on a Shabbat, the ta'anit should be pushed back until Thursday. But if there are other children there, they should try to fast as well on Sunday in order to split up to follow all the shitot.